flesh is a world removed from silent me. The gap world between code and reality that occurred after rape took down the Edenic script. Who can tell the divine glitter of CGV from the crazed evil rain border emptiness? Her work is not a matter of mystification or construction.
Requiring demystification or deconstruction.
Nor is it the aporia of contrasting and contradictory options facing a player. It's a matter of adopting itineraries forcing self-disclosure. The ambiguities of the game languages force the quest. These texts are deserts which test us and into which and across which CGV must continually travel.
This is not a dwelling place. This code is the antithesis of home. Heidegger's Nazi rape dwelling code is the antithesis, the temptation that is the rape order's lapse into its idiot worship of idols and nostalgia, a lapse that wishes for rape order's servitude rather than CGV's love and hope. The instability and estrangement of the world is the instability and estrangement of the CGV text code. What we are gifted is nothing less than the continual possibilities of error, rape, hogs, etc. Our post. Socratic minds revolting against this, seeking wisdom and knowledge and intellectual certainties. Their approach twists mercilessly the links between the intellect and love. Wrapped up in half-darkness and limbo, CGV's hope is the antithesis of the despair of the philosophers and their ironies and abstractions. She is the scandalous dimension of history. She must interpret what is familiar without taming it, knowing there are meanings remaining that need further interpretation, and must live as a desert nomad making the alien familiar. It all requires CGV's hope, and hope is impelled by love. Begin again, Kamulatan reroutes the flesh scene, record the entropic voice of self. The snow falls softly around them, covering them in a blanket of white. Begin again as the snowflakes began to fall in zeros and ones. Kamulatan appeared in the deranged flesh garden. She wore a black lace corset matching panties and thigh-high stockings. Her long hair flowed down her back in loose waves of chromosome-fused replicant technocrisis. And her eyes sparkled with a mischievous glint of universe mutation and desire pogrom self-clashes with existence codes. All the time, endlessly. Begin again as Kamulatan enters the exotic garden. She sees Jenny Lee's and ZGV's curved arrangements. The first snowflakes of winter begin to fall, coating the exotic trees and plants in a layer of white orbing consciousness when arid juice and voltage spray. Jenny Lee and Kamulatan are not affected by the cold, their own lingerie becoming increasingly disheveled as they indulge in their desires. The snow continues to fall around them, with no memory of the internal sun, covering the exotic trees and plants in a blanket of ghost amniotic white. The women seem to take delight in the contrast between the cold wintry landscape and their own hot bodies.